This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Every community has a few people with a few extra dollars who are willing to help people in need. So it helps when there are organizations that can match up the people with the money with the people with the needs. In Josephine and part of Jackson County, that role is filled by Four Way Community Foundation. Let's learn more about the foundation and its work. Kate Dwyer is the executive director of Four Way Community Foundation and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Kate, welcome.
Good morning.
You've got a big birthday coming up, I understand, half a century of the foundation. What is the origin story of the organization?
That's right. So in 1975, a group of Rotarians decided to have a long-term vision for how to fund nonprofits and service groups in their communities. And they formed the Four Way Community Foundation, which covers Josephine and the western edge of Jackson County, because in those days, that's where the Rotarians all hailed from. And since then, it became a completely independent organization, but it retains the name that is a nod to the Rotary Four-Way Test of Ethics for Actions and Decisions. And so we honor those values and we keep the name. And over the 49 years that we've been operating, we've given over $9 million in grant support to nonprofits in our area.
That's pretty impressive for an area that doesn't have that many people in it, really.
Right. Well, there's a lot of nonprofits. When you don't have much, you find ways to make things happen and you find ways to help your neighbors. And that's really what's happened in our service area. There's a tremendous number of small nonprofits that are really making an impact in their communities.
And what kinds of things do these small nonprofits do?
Everything from helping people on the path to recovery, to we have one now we're working with. We're a mom who has a medically fragile child who created a space for families whose children need some extra care to come and have a break when they have to come into town and go to multiple appointments, a place where those kids can relax and not end up having behavior problems from being overwhelmed. Just little, so many little things that just improve lives for people who live here and are very often groups that don't even have staff. The boards are the volunteers doing the work. And so we also do a lot of direct training for those groups, helping them be more successful as nonprofit organizations.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the money conveyance, but also some like, here's how to be a nonprofit.
Yes. I mean, they don't send you a book, which they should. And I'm working with the Ford Family Foundation on establishing a situation where we would, in fact, send new nonprofit organizations in our service area a workbook.
That example,
and invite them to training.
Sorry, that example you gave about the mom with a medically fragile child who was just finding a place for people in similar situations to go. I mean, it seems like there's been an upswing in what I'll call respite and relief kinds of organizations. Is that just my perception, or do you see it too?
We do see that. We see people seeing that that's a good idea and finding ways to provide that for other people. We also are seeing a tremendous upswing in groups that serve the recovery community in many different ways. And so we also act as a convener. When we can see that there's a whole bunch of groups, many of them are new, delivering some of the same services, it's not a duplication of services, it's that the services are so needed, we can't get enough of them. Things like services to the unhoused. We act as a convener, so we bring those groups together and give them an opportunity to meet each other, learn best practices, get to know each other, create contacts, and very often be able to go to funders with deeper pockets than ours and say, look, we're aligned as a sector, and we need your help to drive these outcomes.
Kate Dwyer is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive director of the Four Way Community Foundation, based in Grants Pass, supporting nonprofits in Josephine County and western Jackson County, so basically Gold Hill West.
Yeah.
What I'm curious to know about this sense of silo breaking, it sounds like you're talking about, where you let people who are doing similar things get to know each other and see places they might be able to work together.
Yeah, well, when you have really small organizations, and we work with larger ones as well, who are just doing the work, they're just putting all of their volunteer time into getting the work done, it becomes hard to be connected with other groups. And so that's a service that we're able to offer because we have the 50,000-foot view of nonprofits that we serve and how they work together. And we see opportunities for leveraging that work. And so we invite groups to the table. And then the larger aspect of what we do, though, is keeping wealth local. We want to keep accrued wealth here. We want to help donors make gifts back to their community that are going to stay here and help those nonprofits do that work.
I had to think it out of my head. Accrued, A-C-C-R-U-E-D.
Yes.
Not accrued wealth.
No.
But that's a really important thing. So it sounds like you do help people who want to do something with their money for the good of the community, but may not have clear ideas on where it should go.
Exactly. And often we work with folks who they maybe have a donor advised fund somewhere, but it's at, you know, some large faceless national entity. And we invite them to bring those donor advised funds home to this service area so that they will stay here and serve these communities. And then we also often work with people who say, I want to make a gift back, but I don't really know the mechanisms for that. And then we sit down with them and we explain the different tax advantage giving strategies that we can provide for them.
Wow, it sounds like that's required a bit of, obviously it's been almost 50 years since the beginning of it, but just learning how that stuff all works, tax advantages and knowing which hoops to jump through and when, basically.
Yes, and so, we don't offer some of the more complex and abstruse ways of leaving money. We're a small organization, but we have some very straightforward, simple ways that are also customized to the wishes of that donor. So it's really a privilege to work with people who are generous and want to leave a legacy and help them do that exactly the way they want to.
Right, so generosity required, millionaire not necessarily.
Oh, we'll work with folks who have small gifts and folks who have large gifts. What matters is that is a gift from people's heart, and it deserves a great deal of attention and to help them figure out how to structure that gift.
Kate Dwyer is the executive director of the Four Way Community Foundation in Grants Pass. So give some examples, if you would, of recent big grants. There's one in particular that seems to stand out.
Very big grants. Yes, we last year we made what we call a generational gift. We gave a gift of $250,000 to the Josephine Community Library Foundation, which the community then matched. We raised another $254,000 to go along with that, and that was the final money to purchase the land for the new Grants Pass Library.
Wow, big deal. And that's right in the heart of downtown on L Street?
Between J and K and 6th and 7th, and it's really going to be wonderful. They're having a lot of listening sessions now. And then 25 years ago, we provided the anchor funding from a bequest from a man named Mel Voorhees that allowed the development of the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center.
Wow, okay, so a couple different big things to point to. With the library in particular, will there likely be some additional grants to help the construction once they've picked a design and gotten through that process?
Yes, I definitely expect that will happen, yeah.
And so do you have any plans to celebrate the big 50th birthday next year, or is doing what you're doing the best way of celebrating?
Well, doing what we're doing is a privilege every day, and it's really exciting. But we do have a big plan. We're going to have a 50th birthday party on our actual birthday, which is June 5th, 2025, at the fairgrounds, at the Floral Building at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. And it is a birthday party for us, but it's a celebration of the nonprofits that really improve lives here. So we're going to be inviting all of our nonprofit partners to come have a party with us.
I wonder if given the relative size of the county governments in Jackson and Josephine counties, if nonprofits fill a more important role because of the slimmer nature of Josephine County government.
Yes, absolutely. And also that our small governments don't have a tremendous capacity. They don't have a deep bench of people who can, say, write community development block grants. So in Cave Junction, one of our board members also happens to be on the team for the library and has been helping the city write the grants for the improvement of the Illinois Valley Library. So that kind of collaboration where you need to find the folks who have the knowledge and the capacity and then create partnerships with our small municipalities because they just don't have staffs that have a great deal of experience in those areas.
Well, a lot of threads connecting the community from the Four Way Community Foundation based in Grants Pass, approaching its 50th birthday. Kate Dwyer, the executive director, thanks so much for sharing this story with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, take it easy. And that'll do it for today's exchange. Check us out at the website, jeffexchange.org. All of our segments get uploaded there and sent out to podcasting sites as well. Angela Decker from JPR News is our senior producer. Andrew Crackle's at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed our theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.